Cecil, we haven't got any gasoline.
Oh, I know.
And we have to get some or we can't get home.
I know that, too.
But we have to get some.
You're no help telling me these things. Tell me where to get it. That'd help.
At a gasoline station.
Yeah, me go after it. Dressed up in girl's clothes. Not much I won't.
But Cecil, I can't go after it. Oh, goodness, why did I ever go to this old party anyhow?
I've asked myself that plenty tonight.
Cecil, won't you please forget your pride and start out after some gas?
Sally, there's no use arguing. I won't walk along the street dressed in this outfit.
But Cecil, no one is on the street. It's too late.
I won't go strolling into a garage looking like this. That's out.
We have to do something. Poor Uncle Thomas.
Why poor Uncle Thomas?
Well, he'll be worried.
Well, what do you think I am? Happy?
He'll probably phone the police to start a search for us.
I wish he would. That'd finish our troubles.
Oh, don't sit there on the running board, Cecil. Get in here with me. Oh, goodness, what will we do?
Let me think. Oh, now what can I do?
Seems to me that you should have had plenty of gas.
Oh, I thought I had plenty.
But you see, we didn't.
I know it.
You should never start any place unless you're sure you have plenty of gas.
I told you I thought I had enough.
Uncle Thomas says that that's the first thing to learn about driving.
That's a big help now. Thanks.
Cecil, couldn't you go find a gas station and get someone to loan us enough to get home? Couldn't you?
No, I couldn't, you. That's out. We have to think of another way.
There isn't any other way.
If you can't think of anything encouraging, please don't think.
I can't help it if I think. My mind is so active.
Ha. Don't make me laugh.
I don't see how you can laugh at a time like this. Here we are halfway home early in the morning or night. And no money and no gas.
Yeah, and no brains.
No brains. Oh, Cecil, please do something.
You want to leave the car here and try to walk home?
Oh, Cecil, in these costumes? Suppose a policeman saw us.
Oh, we'd probably scare him to death.
We'll just have to stay here.
Then stop yapping to me about it, Sally.
You should always carry along a little bottle of gasoline with you.
For what?
For times like this.
A little bottle of gas wouldn't get us further than a block.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Poor Uncle Thomas. He'll wait up all night for me.
It'll do him good. Now, calm down.
It will not do him good.
All right, then it won't.
He hasn't got a very strong heart. I've never been out this late before.
He'll live over it. Uh-oh. Look, what's that, Sally?
What, Cecil? What is it?
What's that over there? See it?
Oh, goodness, don't scare me. It's just a car.
Sure. Somebody's left their car parked out in front of their house all night.
Well, what's that got to do with us? If they want to leave their car in front of their house all night, it's their business.
I just had an idea. Come on. We're going to get some gas.
Where, Cecil?
From that car parked next to the curb.
I don't understand, Cecil. What do you mean?
I'm going over there and get some gas out of that gas tank and drain it into mine so we can get home.
You mean you're going to steal it?
No. Just borrow it.
You mean steal it, Cecil. I won't do it.
Sally, we have to get home. Now, we won't take much. Just enough to get home.
That's stealing, and I won't steal.
You don't have to. I'll do it. Now, he won't miss it.
No, I won't do it. I won't be your assistant crook.
Now, Sally, don't act stupid. We have to have gas. We can drain that tank. I know how. Well, it's simple.
I won't be a thief. And I won't let you be a thief.
How are you going to stop me?
If you go near that car over there, I'll start honking the horn and wake the whole block.
Sally, we have to have gas. Do you want to park here all night?
No. If you want some of their gasoline, there's only one way to do it.
Yeah, and that's go over there and take it. No one will be any wiser.
No. You can go ring their doorbell.
Yeah, and wake them up.
Yes, and tell them we'd like to borrow a little gasoline out of their car. That's the right thing to do.
That's fine. That's great. I'm not ringing anyone's doorbell dressed up like this.
Oh, goodness, that's right. I forgot about that.
Now, Sally, you gotta listen to me. This is the only way to get home. It won't take a minute. And I'm just gonna take a little.
Well, it's wrong, and you know it's wrong.
Well, it's the only way out. Now, you're not going to raise a kick.
Well, do you know how to get it out of the tank?
Sure. I've got a can and a rubber hose to siphon it out. It's under the back seat.
Well, if you're sure, you can do it.
Why, it won't take a minute. Shall I? Can I?
Well, of course, it isn't really stealing. We're just borrowing it.
Fine. Then you stay here, and I'll get the tin can and drain it myself.
Oh, no, Cecil, I couldn't let you do that.
Oh, but Sally, you just said...
I couldn't let you do it all alone.
Oh, I can manage it. Now, you stay here.
No, I'll go with you.
I don't want you.
No, I can't let you do all the dirty work, Cecil.
Oh, it won't be dirty. Now, you stay here.
No, Cecil, you're just being big. I'll go with you. And if we're caught, I'll go to jail, too. We must do this together.
Stop talking about jail. No one's going to be caught.
I couldn't listen to you taking all the responsibility. I'll do my share.
All right, I don't care. I'll get the stuff out of the back seat here.
I can't let you do this for me. I must do my part. We'll be criminals together.
All right. Here, now hold this can while I find the tube.
Cecil, this isn't a very big tin can.
Oh, that's all right. We'll have to make two or three trips.
You make two and I'll make one. Is this all now?
Yeah. All right, now come on. Get out of the car. Be careful.
All right, Cecil. What have you got there, a gun?
Shh. It's just a pair of pliers. Come on. Now, for cat's sake, be quiet. Here, give me that hammer. You're liable to drop it.
No, I won't. Oh, goodness, Cecil, I'm so nervous.
Keep quiet, that's all. And don't make any noise walking. I hope he isn't out of gas, too.
Oh, Cecil, maybe that's the reason they parked in front of the house.
No, I don't think so. All this darn costume. The next time I let you talk me into wearing anything like this, well, you'll know it.
I will if I go with you. Here we are, Cecil.
Now, don't breathe. Don't make a sound.
But I have to breathe.
Well, be careful.
Where's the gas tank, Cecil?
Right here. Oh, good. We don't need the tube. There's a bolt at the bottom of the tank. I'll unscrew it. Here, hand me that stuff.
Oh, goodness, I don't like this. Here.
Watch out, Sally. What's the matter with you anyhow?
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, go on back to the car and wait.
No, no. I'll stay here with you. Is there some gas there, Cecil? Is there, Cecil? Cecil, did you take it off yet?
Sally, don't bother me.
Cecil, are you sure that's the way to do it? Maybe it'll blow up.
Sally, keep quiet.
Will it take you long, Cecil? Will it?
It'll take a few minutes for the can to fill up.
Can't you fill it up quicker, Cecil?
No, it's too small a stream. Hey, get in this car and wait, Sally.
I won't go over. I ain't getting the car alone. I won't.
Well, get in the front seat of this car and wait then. When the can fills up, we'll go back with it.
All right. I'll get in the front seat and wait. My knees are shaking so.
Now, don't make any noise opening the door.
I won't. I'll climb over. I'll keep a lookout for you.
You don't have to. I said you don't have to. There's no one awake at this time of the morning.